and they're going to take advantage of it. They don't care who gets hurt. They don't care if you're black or white. They don't care if you're male or female. They don't care about any of it, okay? They're going to use this COVID crisis, as it's called, okay, to get their way. When you look at what they're asking for, again, that's why these shows, all of our shows, all of our voices are important, because the mainstream scumbag media is not going to report on this. Can they tell me, could Jake Tapper or Brian Stelter, isn't he such a wonderful human being? He's got that.
I don't know how he has that job.
Let me tell you something.
I'll be honest.
That guy, seriously. I don't care. Lord, forgive me. The one word that comes to mind every time I see him is creepy.
No, but dude, that is a huge job. I'm sure he's paid handsomely.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. That guy has zero talent. And yeah. I'm just, forget about, you know, his politics.
Right.
I don't know how he has that job.
Because he's a guy who they put up there. Again, purely opinion, but, you know, I used to be an actor back in the day. I've been watching all this for a number of years. I understand that, you know, media programs, news programs are as much entertainment. He's the guy they put up there because he's so soft-spoken, and he looks like such a gentle guy. In the meantime, he's a vicious bastard, okay? But he's up there. He's so soft-spoken, and when he just asks pointed questions that people, you know, really want answers to, and they put him there because they figure, well, if you attack him, he's such a nice guy. You must be the vicious bastard.
But
you know what I mean? That's remember.
I don't even think he comes off as, I'm not saying he's dumb, but like for instance, Rachel Maddow, disagree with her up and down the block. But she's clearly, she went to Stanford, she went to Oxford, she's intelligent.
Update. Are we going to an update, Justin? Let us know. If not, we're going to... Okay, all right, we're going to keep going. King Dude posted in the chat room, which is at crusadechannel.com/chat. But if you look at this, Joe, if you look at, let's say, for argument's sake, their wish list, you know, because obviously, like we said, the unions are not going to let COVID go to waste. So they're going to try to get what they want. Now, all you crusaders, just check this out, man. And then you wonder why I am angry. I'm an angry man when it comes to the left and why the vein pops out of my head. Somebody explain to me, maybe you can, Joe Restinello, maybe the crusaders can in the chat room. Explain to me what any of this has to do with COVID, okay? Now, this was Daniel Buck in the Federalist when he's talking about the unions and their politics, talking about how ludicrous their politics are. It says, unions have protested when school officials set open dates. Last time I checked, school officials are the ones who are supposed to set open dates or say when schools are open or closed. That's number one. That's mild, okay? While discussing school openings, the Los Angeles Teachers Union also demanded a wealth tax and Medicare for all. Now, again, is it that I'm stunad, as they say in Italian? Maybe I'm a testadura, as they say in Italian, which means a hard head. Maybe I just don't get it. What the hell does a wealth tax and Medicare for all have to do with it? Then you have a number of unions banded together. Get this. I know this won't be a shock to the crusaders out there. A number of unions banded together with the Socialists of America on a resolution to, quote, demand safe schools, only to eschew discussions of safe openings to instead decry charter schools and insinuating that the push to open schools, hold on to your horses here, okay, comes from, you guessed it, racism, sexism, and misogyny. Tell me what in all that has to do with COVID-19.
Nothing.
Nothing whatsoever.
And what does it have to do with the students?
Zero.
That's the, you see,
zero.
Because we live in New Jersey, and taxes are off the hook. And at the end of the day, the school systems, now, there are some very good, speaking when I say good, public schools, purely academic, you know, standards in terms of test scores. There are communities that have very high test scores in New Jersey. You pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this is what's been going on here forever. And I've been saying this time and time and time again. It's not about the students. It's purely about the unions. Why is it that a poor town has to have such horrible rates of graduation, and then you have a rich town that basically kids are going to Harvard and Yale and Princeton off the charts? If you really care about the students, and you really want to have a union, why don't you pool all the money nationally? You want to shut people up, because I've actually done this to people. Talk to someone who lives in a rich town.
Take Upper Saddle River, New Jersey.
Or Alpine, New Jersey, or Western communities in Western New Jersey, like Short Hills or Basking Ridge. And they talk about how public school, it's so important to have good standards. But then you say to them, well, how about we do this? We pool all the tax money and we have one standard across the board for everyone. So basically, your school standard goes down a little bit and Newark's school standard goes up a little bit. They will start to stutter. They will hedge everything they said and they will walk away angry and basically call you names. But that is the God's honest truth.
That is actually, thinking about all my run-ins with liberals, that's pretty much the way it goes. Stutter, anger, Walk away, calling you names.
That's the order. But I mean, I have had this with people at work. I've said, like, because they're such proponents of public education. And right. In New Jersey, I can't speak for all you folks who are listening to our voice, but a lot of people in New Jersey live in communities. That's a big thing. They move into communities. They pay a lot of taxes. I don't even want to tell you how much some of these communities cost.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's off the hook. But the point is, they go there because they want to. They buy into the public education system there. Oh, this is a great public education system. The average SAT score is 1250 in this you know.
And their kids go to Harvard.
So, and they buy into it, and mm-hmm. they pay those big, you know, big tax bills. But my point is, and they talk about public education, and they vote for everything under the sun because of that system. My thing is, if you really cared about the student and you really cared about everybody, pool the money. They'll never do it. They'll never do it because
you mean I have to give my money to those black kids in Newark?
Or you mean my kid has to go to school with those black kids in Newark?
Right.
Wrong.
Ain't happening.
Start stuttering. Change the subject.
Right.
Walk away. Call your names.
Anger. And you forgot anger.
There it is. I mean, that's the truth. Because it all comes down, I'll tell you something, it all comes down to that. It cannot affect me. And this is stuff that basically talks to the Christian heart, the Catholic heart. I'm reading John Horvath's book right now. We've interviewed him a number of times. I'll admit, I never read Return to Order. I'm about 150 pages into it. He gets it. I highly recommend that book.
Yep.
It's about the heart. You see, you know, if you really want equity and you really care about your brother, and who is your brother? Everyone. God says that, not me, right? If you love God, you got to love your neighbor. And who's your neighbor?
Yeah, everyone.
So that means you have a responsibility, but that's not how it goes.
Do I have to love Hillary Clinton?
You got to love everybody.
I don't want to love Hillary Clinton.
You got to love everybody.
All right, I pray for her, but I don't want
to
love her.
You don't have to like her, but you got to love her. But this is what I'm talking about, equity. You should care about everyone, but that's not the way it is. These communities, they care about their kids and their kids only. Forget about everyone else. Screw everyone else because it doesn't affect me. And that is the truth. If you want to help all the schools, pool the money. Let's pool the money. And let's have one standard across the nation. So you'll take schools like in Washington, D.C. that rank 51.
51 out of 51.
The worst.
They're worst. And then they're at number one.
And then you'll take school districts in New Jersey, which might be number three. And you pool it. And everyone has one good standard, and it affects everyone equally. Why? Because it's the public. It's public money, right?
Wrong.